An American soldier was killed today by a roadside bomb in the southern Iraqi city of Fallujah. The blast follows angry demonstrations yesterday as crowds mourned Iraqi police officers killed Friday in a firefight with American troops. The United States apologized for the incident, but the deaths further kindled widespread anti-American sentiment. Friction persists in many aspects of Iraqi life as the American and British occupation continues, including the judicial system, where U.S. military and Iraqi courts are trying to clear a backlog of about 5,000 people arrested since the war. Many problems cause delays from translation to transportation, but some Iraqi judges complain that American actions also hinder the effort to establish a working justice system. From Baghdad, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
I love justice.
Nearly a dozen men in hand and ankle cuffs wait on narrow benches in a courtroom in southern Baghdad. They are accused of common crimes, theft mostly, and most were arrested about 3 weeks ago. U.S. troops brought them here from jail to talk about their cases with an investigating judge who decides who should be tried and who should be set free. It's the first time most of the accused have talked to anyone, lawyer or judge, about their cases. Don Campbell, a top U.S. advisor to the Iraqi Justice Ministry, says almost all courts in the country have reopened for business, but there's a big backlog of work.
The challenge we face is getting prisoners into the court. For example, here in Baghdad, we have judges ready to go to work, and we have prisoners who desperately need to get in front of a judge, and getting the prisoners onto some sort of transportation, first identifying them, getting the files translated if the reports are in English, and then having them get to the right courthouse is a challenge.
The chief judge at Al Bayah Criminal Court, where the dozen men are waiting, completely agrees. He says transportation problems alone delay cases sometimes by weeks. But his biggest complaint is that the U.S. military police undermine the nascent Iraqi justice system by releasing accused criminals who are supposed to stand trial. Judge Abdul Hussein Shendel waves a handful of papers to make his point.
The paper I am holding shows that a detainee was released by the U.S. officer in charge of Al Bayah police station, but releasing him was not what the court had ordered. The investigating judge ordered that the detainee remain in prison. The U.S. officer released him, set him free after this Iraqi court had looked into the case and found that he should be detained.
He details two recent cases, one man charged with theft, another accused of murder. U.S. military police at the station refer inquiries to their commander, Colonel Teddy Spain of the 18th Military Police Brigade. Spain had not heard of the complaints, but said if an Iraqi judge orders a suspect held, U.S. MPs will hold him.
We don't release Iraqi prisoners. First, we certainly would not release anybody accused of murder, none whatsoever. What their detention criteria is different than ours. They detain witnesses in some cases. In some cases, they've released the subject but held the victim in some cases. So there's lots of issues that we're working with on the court system. But there is no way we've ever released anybody that's been accused of murder. None whatsoever.
Spain supervises U.S. military police in 34 stations around Baghdad, so he can't keep up on day-to-day developments in every one. But in fact, the man accused of murder was released. He was tried in absentia, convicted, then found and tried again. The man accused of theft was also mistakenly released. Judge Dara Nur Al-Zin, a member of the U.S.-picked Interim Governing Council, believes this is a serious problem.
American police officers don't understand Iraqi law. Before releasing prisoners, they should ask an investigating judge. It is wrong to just set free prisoners. That is a breach of law in Iraq.
The judge mentions a high-profile case in which the U.S. military set free a man suspected of genocide. U.S. officials try to correct these mistakes, but each creates another small hurdle in the massive task of rebuilding Iraq's justice system. Meanwhile, other people complain they can't get prisoners released, even when they have the proper papers. Back at the Al Bayah courthouse, lawyer Ali Hussein gives one example.
One of my clients is in prison in Qasar. I went there with a court order to let him free on bail. The guard told me to come back in 10 days. I said I've come 700 kilometers from Baghdad to get him. He said I've come a long way too, all the way from New York.
Still, the Americans working on Iraq's justice system are proud of what they've done so far. One future challenge may be meeting high expectations. In the room where the dozen accused criminals are waiting to see judges, one suddenly gets so angry he nearly spits his cigarette on the floor. An Iraqi police officer has apparently pushed his mother. Nothing's changed since the old regime, he says. Iraqis are corrupt. I wish Americans would get more involved. Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.